This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. France Prime Minister spent a day memorial today commemorating the 76th anniversary of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Survivors, their relatives, and other participants marked the 8:15 a.m. blast local time on Friday with a minute of silence. The United States dropped its first atomic bomb on Hiroshima towards the end of the Second World War on August 6, 1945, destroying the city and killing 140,000 people, mostly civilians, including many children. The U.S. dropped a second bomb 3 days later on Nagasaki, killing around 70,000. Japan surrendered on August 15th, ending World War II and its nearly half century of aggression in Asia. France's highest court on Thursday upheld a new law requiring the public to hold a health pass to access bars, restaurants, and health workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by mid-September, saying it complied with the Republic's founding charter. However, the Constitutional Council did strike down several clauses in the legislation, saying that enforcing a compulsory 10-day quarantine on anyone testing positive for COVID-19 impinged on freedoms. The legislation is due to come into effect next week. President Emmanuel Macron unveiled it in July as the Delta variant of the coronavirus fueled a fourth wave of infections in France. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote.